You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have on the phone with me from United Way of Hastings, the manager for the Food for Kids program, Amy Schaefer. Amy, happy Friday. Oh, well, Thursday. Happy Thursday.
I was wondering what day it was, too. Mike, thank you so much for taking the time and having me on today.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's always a pleasure to have the fine representatives of United Way of Hastings to come in or call in and tell a little bit about what's going on in the world of United Way of Hastings. I know that we're coming up on the end of the year, and the one program that you run, the Food for Kids, or you manage, is...
I help. I always say I'm a helper. Those are big words. You know, I'm just Amy the helper. I just lift some stuff and, you know, organize a few things.
Sure. And we're getting to that point in the school year now where the program is in full swing, and there is a lot of activity going on with that. But I thought we would take the segment this day and talk just a little bit about the program itself, where you're standing, and what kind of help you may need. So let's start with what Food for Kids actually does.
Food for Kids is such a cool program. It is a weekend backpack program that provides enough food for a child over the weekend so they are able to come back to school Monday morning and have their tummies full and ready to learn. In each Food for Kids bag, we pack 6 core items, 2 breakfast items, 2 lunch items, and 2 dinner items. We pack them all in a gallon-sized bag. And what happens each week is, I should backtrack just a little bit. We work with the school district. We have awesome social workers at each of the schools that define the need for the Food for Kids program and give us numbers each week. And what they do is give us numbers, we deliver the amount of bags they'd like, and they discreetly put them in the backpacks at some schools. Some of the other schools, the students come down to the office to pick them up, but everything is discreet for distribution. And we are super lucky that they help us, all the social workers at the schools, doing all the things to help these children.
All right. And, of course, you mentioned being discreet. The kids who pick up meals for the weekend, they're not tracked at all. Their names are not taken down. There's no kind of attendance kind of a thing, right?
Right. They work directly with the social worker. The social worker works to set them up on the program and sends a form home, but that is anonymous to us at the United Way of Hastings. We just work with the social workers and get numbers each week. We actually don't know a name of one student that is enrolled.
And that's kind of good, too, because there's a lot of stigma that goes with that kind of thing. It's good that the children can learn that they have confidence to go and say, hey, I'm going to need some food over the weekend, and no one's going to give me any grief about it.
Yeah, they... at the elementary schools, I know they work and, put them in the bags discreetly while no one's looking and so on. So, yeah, there's a lot. The whole process is very thoughtful to be, you know, as discreet as possible.
All right. And to the point this year that we are, how have the delivery numbers looked?
This year has been busy. I was just... just looking at numbers, we delivered. There's actually 279 bags that are going out this weekend. So last year and so far this year, we're up to 2,643 bags have gone out, and we made our first delivery on September 10th.
Okay.
So right when the school year started, we always kind of get going right away. And then I looked at the same time last year, and we had 2,269 bags. So we are up about 400 bags from last year. The need has grown, and the awareness of the program, I think, also has grown. So yeah, $279, and I will get numbers tomorrow, actually, for what we're looking at for the next week.
All right. And when you were making the plans for Food for Kids for this school year, did you anticipate such a large growth in the need?
You know, I always, one thing that I have learned with this awesome program is that I try to not anticipate too far ahead or expect too far ahead, just because of all of, there's a lot of variables with the supply chain and all of the people and everything. So I guess I was kind of assuming we would be similar to last year. But I try not to, you know, I kind of just put my seatbelt on and, you know, what comes, we got this. We can keep working harder and, you know, keep doing all we can to keep, you know, food going out each week.
Okay. And with the supply chain issues that are affecting basically the whole world at this point, how has that affected the program here in Hastings?
We are super lucky. We get amazing pricing from Coburn's here in town. And we kind of have core items and we're able to order. It's really been, we get what we can get, and we do our best. Sometimes I order something, and if I order six items, sometimes five are different than I expected.
Sure.
So it's just kind of working and trying to plan ahead as much as we can without knowing kind of what tomorrow brings. But I think that's been the fun of this year, is that it's everywhere, that everyone is feeling this. So, I even had, just before I got on a call, I am picking up enough components to pack 300 bags over the weekend for a church group. And I just got a call that, we have to substitute one item, and I will be picking it up at around noon today.
Sure.
So one thing I've really learned is that we just, you know, we do our best and, you know, make sure we have those six key components for each of the bags and just, you can't get too set in the plan. You have to always be able to pivot.
Right, exactly. You have to be flexible and adapt to the current environment. You mentioned that there was you were picking up stuff for a church group, and they're going to be doing the packing. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
First Presbyterian Church
is
going to get together.
Okay. So tell me about the packing process. My perception was that it took place down at United Way of Hastings. You had volunteers go to United Way to actually do the packing. What's the process actually like?
Well, what's cool is I work with each individual group that wants to hold a packing event, and each group is kind of different. A lot of times we do pack right at the United Way office. Sometimes people reach out and they're like, hey, I can get this awesome group together at this location, and I deliver and I pick up all the components. So basically, no two packing events are really essentially the same. We work with each group to make it just kind of what they would like.
All right. And in the information that was supplied to me before the segment started, you have some specific needs, or you need some specific sort of assistance in the current packing process, maybe items that you need. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm picking one kind of item to highlight each month. We have collection bins right at the office at the United Way, and then we also do in our back hallway that we share, you know, in the back part of the old Meyer building. And basically what I'm looking for this month of December would be individual breakfast items for the kids. So, you know, like the little cute cereal boxes, individual cereal boxes, or oatmeal. Cereal bars are also awesome. Individual packets of cream of wheat, those sort of things. Pop-Tarts are also an option that kids seem to report that they like. any individual breakfast item, it would be beyond amazing.
And, of course, those items that would be donated would have to have a stable shelf life. And what other considerations should people wanting to make donations
individual
consider?
Individual packaged, of course.
Okay.
shelf staple. I always like to mention to check the expiration dates and so on. But yeah, anything as you're going down that that breakfast aisle and anything individual, really. And if it's kid friendly too, that's exactly what we're looking for.
And you could even take that a little bit off the regular beaten path. You know, you mentioned the cereal and the oatmeal.
Yeah.
Pick up some trail mix. That's really good stuff.
Absolutely. And there's things that what I love about, you know, just looking at things is that people find things that are new and it helps us to kind of look into, hey, can we get that? What, you know, it's pretty awesome when people kind of bring us goodness that we've never seen before.
So, you know, we're talking about donations of items that are used by the program. How about financial donations? Talk a little bit about how people might get that to you.
Yeah, we people are able to mail in a check, and they can, if they want it to designate it to Food for Kids specifically, they can just put that right in the memo line. People are also able to donate right online. Our website is UnitedWayOfHastings.org. You can click on the donate area, and you can donate there as well. And we take every dollar that we receive for the Food for Kids program and stretch it as far as we can. We're averaging, I think it's about $2.50 a bag with the goodness that I'm picking up today. And I'm super lucky. I can't say it enough that Coburn's helps us stretch that as far as we can. So, and that's it, you know, it's important to, we look at things constantly too. I would say having Matt from the manager at Coburn's, he's on our board, and I always say he's kind of like an extra employee because of how much I bug him and how much we look at pricings and different, you know, things that we can get in. We're in contact quite a bit, and I just appreciate their help. It's really been able to, stretch that donor dollar farther.
That's good. Having someone on the board that can answer those needs is always, I would call that a blessing, of course. And
so lucky.
And the program will not be suspended during the holiday season, will it? Tell me about what it's going to look like over Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, what we do, it looks like our last delivery week is the week of 12/20.
Okay.
So we will deliver that week. And then the social workers work and get the numbers. So the numbers typically get higher for that week since we're, you know, typically covering 2 weeks.
Right.
Our numbers go up. We take into consideration the social workers do working in the numbers for those, you know, extended periods there that the kids are off. Even with distance learning, there is one of the schools that is in distance learning mode, and we are still delivering as usual, and parents are able to pick up the bags and so on. So regardless of kind of how things might shift, we just always keep working together to try and keep those bags getting in those backpacks.
And I know that you prefer actually the system that's in place because it is discreet and anonymous, but is it possible for a family to come right to United Way and pick up a bag if they needed to?
What we typically do is if we are contacted directly, we ask the family or the person what school that child is going to, and then what we do is we provide them with the information of the appropriate contact at the school.
Okay, so go ahead.
Yep. So that all of the qualifications for the program are through the social workers at the school.
All right. So just to reiterate that, if a family has a question, they can call you for the contact.
Absolutely.
At that particular school. And then the meals can be picked up there.
Yep, definitely.
All right. We have just a couple of minutes left, Amy. And is there any other information that you feel is important for the families to know about the Food for Kids program?
Mike, one thing I want to say is that We are so lucky to all of the donors and the volunteers and all the people who make this program possible. You know, with 2,643 bags, there's 6 to 9 individual items in each one of those bags. And we're able to do that because of all of the awesome volunteers. And I just want to tell everyone how grateful I am for each and every one of the people that make this happen, because it is truly, is there anything better than helping kiddos and hungry kiddos? I just don't think there is, you know.
It's a great way for the community to come together and show support for the next generation coming up. Excellent way to do it, too.
Yeah.
Well, we are just about out of time. I know you mentioned it earlier, but if you would please once again provide the contact information for United Way of Hastings if anybody has any questions or concerns about Food for Kids or any of the other services United Way provides.
Yeah, Mike, anyone can give us a call at 438-3337. Our web address is unitedwayofhastings.org, and my email address individually is amy@unitedwayofhastings.org, but anyone can give us a call, reach out on the website, anywhere, and we're more than happy to connect with you and hear from you.
That is wonderful. This is Community In-Depth on KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7, and we have been talking with the Food for Kids program. I'm going to call you coordinator because that's what you do.
Helper.
And it's Amy Schaefer down at United Way of Hastings. Amy, I do certainly appreciate your time today, and I wish you the best in continued efforts with Food for Kids.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day, and thank you.
You're very welcome. This is Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.
In this ever-changing world, always remember that KDWA has been serving you since 1963, bringing you daily news, sports, weather, obituaries, and community events that you need to know. KDWA, AM 1460 and 97.7 FM, and online at kdwa.com. KDWA is your only daily media in the area, and we're here for you.